There's much talk here in the last few days about the Affordable Care Act again, because you may have noticed the different ads that were up and news stories involving the marketplace for Obamacare. They had a deadline day of the 15th of December for people to make changes so they would be covered as of January 1. Then they said, well, we're extending that. Why'd they extend that? Well, a lot of people were saying, okay. They also were having some issues with their website again. They weren't able to get people all the way through logged in and their applications done, so they extended it by a couple of days. There are still Republicans out there vowing that if they get the White House, they are going to repeal this. And if they hold control of Congress next year, they're going to repeal it. Okay, so that's part of the rinse and repeat in the Republican Party. But is it truly going anywhere? After the court challenges, after the rulings, is Obamacare not only the law of the land, but unlikely to be completely repealed and replaced? Let's visit this morning with Eric Wilson. He's the principal of Wilson Associates. This is based in Illinois, and they're a leading healthcare insurance company. Good morning, Eric.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing okay. So I know it's, I believe, your take that it's not going anywhere, and even if it's some changes and revisions are made, that Obamacare is here to stay. Am I right on that?
Well, I would love to see it, you know, get kicked to the curb, but I think it'd be very difficult at this point to repeal it. I mean, the only time we've ever seen something like this was 1989 under Ronald Reagan with a Medicare type program, right, where they tried to enhance Medicare and it didn't like, and they kicked off the book 17 months later. But I think, I mean, they definitely have to tweak things, but I do think there's still going to be an open enrollment, and it's going to be fundamentally the same as it is.
So there have been persistent hiccups with this plan, and some have been, you know, an outright, roll around on the floor type thing. But depending on who you talk to, it's either been a great success or an absolute catastrophe. Does the answer lie somewhere in between?
No, I think more or less it's a catastrophe. There are some benefits, but the benefits, like, you know, you can't be denied coverage and whatnot. But, you know, most states had a program somewhat like that already. You know, and, you know, whether it be a high-risk pool or a guaranteed issue state or an open enrollment of some sort. So, you know, we turned it upside down to, you know, and really insure, 7 or 8 million people.
What about the cost overall? Because even looking at some of them this year, the plans, it just seems, you know, like in Michigan, rolling down in the marketplace, it seemed like there were less choices. I don't care what metal you're choosing, bronze, silver, platinum, but it seemed like less choices, not quite as good as before, and it was more expensive even with subsidies. Am I off base?
No, you're exactly right there. Because of the cost, part of the reason we saw such an enormous cost increase this year was, prior to the ACA, companies had to file their insurance rates in October for the following year.
Right.
Now it's like June, so there's not enough time to see the actual claims history. So the last year's increases were mild because they were filing on basically 6 months worth of claims history, and now they didn't know what hit them. And you're seeing, you know, companies leave, you know, United Healthcare plans to pull out next year. It's because it's going to lose $700 million this year. You know, the Blue Cross companies are losing millions. So yeah, we're seeing smaller networks and, you know, fewer companies and much higher costs.
I know that we're speaking with Eric Wilson here. He's with Wilson Associates and also president of iSell Health Incorporated, that is based out of Chicagoland. So I know you've got a list of 5 things you think are going to be changed, no matter whether it's a D or an R who wins the presidency. Is that right?
5 things at least have to be changed. Let's put it that way.
All right. So these are things that while they may not be changed in your mind, as somebody who deals in these plans every day, that have to be changed. So let's run through them.
All right. First of all, you have to limit the open enrollment. During the open enrollment period, you have to have open enrollment for make the marketplace more for the substandard kind of market, the people who are, you know, can't qualify medically. But you also have to cap each carrier. Make every carrier in the state participate in this open enrollment type thing. None of this, we're going to be only off the marketplace or on the marketplace or limit our numbers. But also cap the carrier's risk. This was done in the state of Ohio for many years. You know, every carrier had to participate, but as soon as you got the 4% of your volume, what was substandard, you were done taking new clients. That way nobody gets hurt. Okay. I mean, you can swallow that.
You limit their exposure, right?
Yeah, exactly right. Everybody can swallow 4%. And I don't care if you say 4%, 8%, it doesn't matter. Obviously, the larger carrier, 8% of a large company or 4% of a large company is going to be a great deal more than 4% of a smaller company.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, you can swallow the loss. You won't see the mega losses there.
Okay.
With that, we'll put it 2 or maybe even 1A, you allow the companies to have underwritten business the rest of the year. So you can jump on, if you don't like the rate increase or you don't like the company, you can still change carriers, but do it during the year. I would also allow you, once you have insurance for 18 months, whether it be through a substandard pool or a regular pool, once you've had that continuous coverage, use the current HIPAA law, whether it be currently it's on only on group policies, but the HIPAA law to then allow you to change companies freely after that. Doesn't matter what your medical condition is. And you can change companies and do it year-round and not be denied. I would also say, back to the risk pool part there, you can charge more during the risk pool, but not significantly more, maybe 30%.
Okay.
I think in Ohio it was no more than 50%.
All right.
So there are some of the big ones. Eliminate some of these goofy mandates, the individual mandate, the employer mandate, especially, because which is supposed to kick in this year. But it shouldn't be your company's job to insure you. My company doesn't pay for your homeowner's insurance. It doesn't pay for, your life insurance. Well, sometimes they offer life insurance, but it doesn't pay for that there. It should not be their job to insure you. It's a nice perk, sure. If you want to offer it, great.
I was going to say, some companies, depending on who you work for and whether you're a public employee, that there is an aspect of life insurance tied to your salary X times. So, but it's a perk. It's not something that's written
right,
in as a requirement unless that's part of a larger collective bargaining agreement. And for most people,
right.
Most people out there these days, the answer to that would be no. All right. So, Eric, where can we find you online?
I'm at www.isellhealth.com.
Okay. And so that's part of – now, do you give some advice there to people on the marketplace, or how does that work overall?
Well, first of all, there's my blog, which has all kinds of information as to things that are happening in the market, in the health insurance world, whether it be marketplace-related or insurance in general, or sometimes some politics, some political side, what the Republicans are doing, what the Democrats are saying. So there's a lot of information there. You can also search for pricing, in your zip code, in your market there, as to what a plan would cost you.
Okay.
And there's even a way if you click on the marketplace, if you put your income, it'll even estimate what your subsidy will be for you.
Yeah, and if you don't think there's if you haven't done it in the last few months, folks, if you don't think there's sticker shock out there, I have news for you. You're about to get some when you go through and look at some pricing. And if you think something's a really great deal, just look at some of the fine print of, what the deductibles are and when your real insurance kicks in versus what you're paying out of pocket, even with subsidies. You're going to see that it may surprise you, or it may not. You may already have a good feel for that, but Eric knows what that's all about as well. Welcome to the year 2015 as we're about to flip the calendar. Eric Wilson, president of iSell Health Incorporated and Wilson Associates, joining us talking healthcare this morning. We appreciate it very much. Have a great holiday and a wonderful Friday.
Thank you very much.
All right. More coming up in the Morning Wake Up. Healthcare will continue. We're talking Healthy Michigan Plan after the bottom of the hour.